number 4. Two staffs belonging to Volvas. The two iron staffs presented here were excavated at different sites. The staff on top was excavated from the Gavle area in Sweden, and the other staff was excavated from the site at Fulby. However, both staffs were used by Volvas, or practitioners of shamanic magic in the Norse religion, also known as Seder. The actual purpose of these staffs has been a persistent mystery to archaeologists, who dispute their function. The only clue that archaeologists have is that there are several depictions in Norse art of warriors who hold a sword in one hand and a staff in the other. Many scholars suggest that these depict the Norse god Odin, who allegedly was a powerful god because he had learned the art of Seder, in spite of being male. However, the specific importance of these items is the fact that they identify the women they were buried with as Volvas, which helps archaeologists determine their relative importance in Viking society. Certain Viking texts, such as the saga of Eric the Red, had indicated that Volvas generally had high social status. In the saga, there is a Volva named Thorbjorg, who serves the community as a diviner. Frustratingly, although Thorbjorg is mentioned to carry a staff, it's never mentioned what she uses her staff for. It is noted that she is often invited to feasts, and that the host is expected to provide her with a substantial reception. The burials further indicate the Volvas had this high status, through the grave goods present. One Volva, buried at Kopingsvik in Åland, was buried with a pitcher all the way from Central Asia, while another Volva, buried at Hagbyhoga, was buried with bronze jugs from Arabia. The fact that these women were buried with such exotic objects demonstrates that they were women of relative wealth.